Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Roll the fans, these twisted individuals that are outside over Luigi Mangione's...
The corporate greed has got to go, hey, hey! This corporate greed has got to go, hey, hey!
Can we pause it? Can we pause it, please? Yeah. So, again, it's the same theme. It's eight liberal women in their 50s, white, wearing COVID masks, singing bad songs.
Yeah, right.
That's the
and a rainbow banner.
Yes, there you go.
Yes.
Pull up cut 26 here, Phil. ABC News, I think, went soft on the Mangione fans, and they paint the trial as a, quote, cultural flashpoint.
Oh, is this a tipping point in society where we now begin to justify murder because we don't like policy?
A cultural flashpoint. Okay. This dude murdered a guy with kids and a wife in cold blood.
In cold blood.
In cold blood. And
it's an assassination.
Yes. Yeah. And it's a cultural flashpoint, according to ABC News and these a-holes.
And Trump supporters are Nazis. Okay.
Yeah.
Roll it.
Tonight, this was the scene outside a New York City courthouse. A crowd of supporters, many angry at the healthcare system, hoping to catch a glimpse of accused killer Luigi Mangione.
Stop denying!
Their chants heard all the way up on the 15th floor, where supporters packed the hallway for Mangione's first court appearance in months. The case, a cultural flashpoint. The young suspect seeming to garner more sympathy than the man he's accused of murdering. Some Mangione supporters going as far to put up billboards reading, "Free Luigi, he's a hero."
Luigi, what do you think of the support for you outside?
In court today, Mangione wearing a bulletproof vest over a dark green sweater, surrounded by officers, sitting before the judge shackled at the ankle and handcuffed. His attorney arguing images like this will make it difficult for Mangione to get a fair trial.
Wow.
Fair trial?
Yeah.
Cultural tipping point.
And Mangione has a bulletproof vest on. Well, where was that for RFK back in 68 when he was walking through the kitchen?
Amazing. Yeah, I'm not really sure I understand, but then again, this is the mainstream media these days.
Yeah.
It's almost like the mainstream media, we already know that they share the talking points of the Democrat Party, but they're almost defending the left-wing fringe ideology now on mainstream. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, was that David Muir in the
trying
background?
To normalize it.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, it's this trial is going to be gross. It's going to be gross to see. And I'm sorry we're going to have to live through this again. I'm sorry for that gentleman's family that has to live through this crap.
Mm-hmm.
And what a sick, disgusting society we are.
Isn't it amazing? Are
these the same women that write serial killers in jail and offer up their bodies to them?
Yeah.
For carnal visits.
It's amazing. The most open and shut cases are usually the most high-profile covered ones.
Did you say carnal visits?
Carnal.
Carnal visits.
Isn't that what?
Yeah.
That's exactly what they're called.
Yes. Speaking of ABC, an ABC reporter was at the White House on, I think this was Friday, for the meeting of all the governors, asking about these new... Harry brought this up about how Americans are becoming frustrated with the actions of this administration. This is cut 14, Phil. This was Trump's response to this ABC reporter. Roll it.
Some members of Congress in red districts are facing pushback from voters in town halls. We know that Americans voted for you on immigration and the economy, but these voters say they're angry and frustrated by these firings. They don't like the work of Elon Musk and these other actions. What do you say to them?
Who do you work for?
I work for ABC News, sir.
Who?
ABC News.
No wonder. Let me just tell you that I have today the highest poll numbers I've ever had. I have today the highest poll numbers of any Republican president ever. We haven't even checked the Democrats, but that's what I was just told. And they like the job that we're doing. They like the job that Elon's doing. He's doing something that a lot of people wouldn't have the courage to do. We want to streamline our country. We want to streamline, because you know why? Because we want our country to survive and thrive. And we're finding billions and billions of dollars of waste, fraud, and abuse. Billions. And I mean numbers like you wouldn't believe. And we haven't even started yet. So it's actually just the opposite. We've polled it, and people are thrilled. They can't even believe it's happening. And it won't affect many people. It only affects the people that get caught stealing. The waste, fraud, and abuse is at a level like nobody's ever seen. It's been going on for years. And all you have to do is look at the Social Security rolls, look at some of the things, look at where the money is going.
The Attorney General is looking into something, environmental protection, $20 billion. And it's out and out fraud. So I think the people are very happy.
You know, Harry, my theory in the first installment of the show up until about 7:30 when we were talking about Doge was the Democrats' talking point now and the media is it's not a bad thing to kind of gut some of this federal bureaucracy.
It's the way they're doing
it. It's the way they're doing it. And my theory as to why they're mad about it with the way they're doing it is they don't even get a chance to type up fresh fear porn talking points before Doge and Trump and all of these people have moved on to the next thing. They can't keep up with a 78-year-old.
You're absolutely right. It's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. This guy just doesn't stop. And I read the wrong X post previously. This advisor to Kamala Harris says he agrees with Carville. We're a month away from a larger collapse in Trump support. They badly misjudged why they won the election. Grievance politics isn't a viable governing strategy. Most Americans don't even like what they're seeing in Washington right now. Do you believe how delusional they are?
Grievance politics? I think a good portion, Dawn, of the 78 million that voted for Trump wanted this to happen.
Yes. Yeah,
this is just their tactic. It's all they have. And so it's their grievance against Trump. They think they've got something here and they're working the media big time. It's why they're doing all those town halls to get quote unquote ordinary Americans complaining about all of this. It's just the media talking point. It's all they've got. Literally, it's all they think. They've been throwing spaghetti at the wall. Nothing stuck. And this is what they think they have to go on. Good luck with that.
Governor Hochul was on the Sunday shows because the congestion tax or the toll to be. What was she say? She said that it's $9, but we should be happy. Or
it could have been 15.
She saved you money.
Yeah. She saved you money.
It went from zero to $9. Could have been 15. So in reality, we gave you a discount.
So the Trump administration basically said no. This ain't going to happen. Let's start here with cut 22, where she talks about the Trump administration, telegraphing that they want to get into our way. Roll it.
I need to keep an eye on this situation, especially the way the Trump administration has telegraphed that they want to get into our operations. And I have to be the firewall to stop that.
So having said that, does that mean you do believe there was a quid pro quo understanding with Eric Adams?
I am going by what the perception could be. I cannot let the integrity of the administration in the city of New York be undermined by perception that the Trump administration actually created. They created this perception. The reality I will never know. But as long as there's the faith of New Yorkers that has been undermined by what the Trump administration doing is trying to give the appearance of holding the city hostage, that's exactly what they're trying to do. Again, they're trying to create chaos. Mm-hmm. But we have to be smart as Democrats and as leaders and parse through all this and just go do what's right. That'll always be my North Star.
Sorry, I set up the wrong clip.
No, that's fine. You know,
that was with Eric Adams and the pro quo stuff. Yeah.
This just dawned on me. Maybe we could run this back without the video. I want people to listen to Kathy Hochul. Maybe I'm the first person to say this. Maybe I'm not. We talk about Shapiro trying to mimic Obama. Kathy Hochul is a plagiarized Hillary Clinton. Listen to her.
Well, we have another clip.
Okay.
Of her, so
listen to her.
She's the queen of the shoes.
And I want you to think about Hillary. This is almost she sounds identical to her.
You're telling the listeners to think about Hillary?
Yes.
There you go.
This one is about the congestion tax. This is cut 31. She was on Face the Nation over the weekend. Roll it.
Congestion pricing. You're talking about this $9 toll you put on people driving into lower Manhattan below 60th Street. Your fellow Democrat, Phil Murphy of New Jersey, says he doesn't like this policy. He actually asked President Trump to stop it. President Trump's office says this is discriminatory against working class people. How do you respond?
Close your eyes.
I respond this way, with all due respect to the state of New Jersey. They do not tell us in New York what to do, nor does Washington when it comes to policies that we believe are going to reduce congestion, move along vehicles, emergency vehicles are moving faster, air quality is improving. So I have arguments that are important, but no one else should be able to second guess us because that's not how our system of laws and states was set up. I'm the governor of New York. I will deal with the internal issues before me without interference from New Jersey or indeed the federal government.
So this is going to the courts.
I'll see you in court.
It's going to the courts. And I believe we'll be
again, not scary.
In the courts, and this program will continue.
She does sound like Hillary Clinton.
There she is, Hillary Hochul.
Is Hillary from upstate New York originally?
No, she's from Chicago.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, maybe it's an upstate New York.
By the way, speaking of New York, former Governor George Pataki saying that he's on board with Trump and the basically the squashing of this congestion pricing tax. And he actually goes on to say that they should have statewide doges, which maybe we'll get into later in the show. I would love to see every state. If Democrats are so on board with this, but they don't like the way Trump goes about it, well, then put your money where your mouth is and do it in a fashion that you find to be much more sophisticated and keep rooting out
nicer
with waste, fraud, and abuse.
Harry, whenever you have to pop off, you can just do that because we're going to continue to roll. So whatever you got to do.
Just hit disconnect. Just pull out your router and unplug. Yes.
Hit the eject button.
Yeah.
Ilhan Omar mocks stupid Americans.
Oh.
Another one that needs to be voted out.
Roll it.
These people are just idiots. I'm at the point where it's become really hard to have an intellectual debate with any of these people because the level of stupidity that they are displaying every single day is frankly embarrassing, not just in Congress, but as Americans. And the fact that these people are allowed to say just the most ridiculous things tells you that the dumbing of the United States has arrived, because how else do we get a Trump presidency again?
How else do you get elected unless you find enough people that truly hate America as much as you do? Right. I mean, I think the answer really is this. I mean, I never realized there was this many people. Now, we all have our gripe. I've always said you can love your country, hate your government. But I never realized there was this many people that truly that are eligible to vote in one collective district that hate America as much as some of these squad Dems have been able to galvanize support for, whether it's the Jasmine Crockett's, the AOC's, the Omar's, Cori Bush, any of these squad Dems. All they run, their whole platform, Hare, is based on hatred and vitriol towards America, the nation.
But the thing is there's only, how many are there? There's like 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, it's like a close
really
to a
scattered
dozen
throughout the country.
Right.
And they're all in their strongholds like New York, you know, New Jersey, California. They're all from those areas. I think we really make too much of them because they're constantly talking, and we kind of act like this is speaking for a large percentage of America when they're not.
Correct, but but the Democrat Party as a whole has allowed their fringe talking points to
be
wash
the dominant voice
over the entire party,
and that's their mistake.
Correct, which I hope they never change.
Yeah, don't change.
No, yeah.
Over the weekend, Kamala Harris received the Chairman's Award at the NAACP Image Awards.
Image. Optics. She got an award for what? Certifying her own defeat?
Word salad? Yeah.
But some look at this moment and rightly feel the weight of history. Some see the flames on our horizons. The rising waters in our cities.
Wildfires in LA.
The shadows gathering over our democracy.
Democracy.
And ask, what do we do now?
Be unburdened.
But we know exactly what to do.
Fight.
Because we have done it before.
Turn the page.
And we will do it again.
Please do.
We use our power. We organize, mobilize, we educate, and we advocate. Because you see, our power has never come from having an easy path.
What is she wearing,
our
by the way?
Our strength flows from our faith. Faith in God, faith in each other, and our refusal to surrender to cynicism and destruction.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not because it is easy.
But because it's hard.
But because it is necessary.
Ah, sorry.
Not because victory is guaranteed.
Uh-huh.
But because the fight is worth it.
The agony of defeat.
And while we have no illusions about what we are up against in this chapter in our American story, this chapter will be written not simply by whoever occupies the Oval Office, nor by the wealthiest among us. The American story will be written by you.
There you go.
Yeah, I had Phil and Jimmy Kelly out there last night polling the crowd. 68% of the crowd there voted for Trump, by the way.
Yeah.
Can
you imagine if she'd have won?
Yes.
No,
yes.
Getting that every day.
Yeah, no. I mean, I was a little uneasy. I didn't make a prediction on the air for the election because I wasn't sure which way it would go, in large parts because of Roe v. Wade. But, yeah, there was absolutely a part of me that was fearful that, she could win.
She just regurgitates and repackages stuff from the 60s.
Yeah. Well, now seeing the results.
She came up with that speech?
No!
That was all pilfered from Martin Luther King and various other leaders in the 60s, and she just puts it all together and then throws in a couple democracies.
Yeah, Axelrod types it up for her and emails it to her. Yeah, David Axelrod writes the big take and then sends it to her in an email, and then nobody reads it, and then we talk about it. It's interesting when you look at her results. You could argue that she got, now maybe it's population wise, maybe it's just the polarization effect of Trump, but she did get more votes than Obama did in both of his elections in 2008 and 2012, obviously in a losing cause. But I saw odds over the weekend, and forgive me for forgetting what source this was, but the top three candidates for 2028 for the Democrats are Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom, and Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, my God.
If the Democrats, if they are, quote, running it back with the same cast of characters.
That's a coaching staff.
Oh, my God. That's like retaining a 6-10 coaching staff.
Yes.
Let's just run through a couple of these quickly while we're on the DNC stuff. This is a top Biden advisor, Mike Donilon, who says that Biden should not have been pushed out of the race. So the Democrats are still saying, hey, look, we could have, might have, should have, maybe, could have won if Joe Biden. I mean, are you effing kidding? Okay. All right. Roll this. I don't know what to say with this
now,
guy.
Now, lots of people have terrible debates.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, Trump had a terrible debate.
Yeah.
Because Harris.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Reagan had a terrible debate. Obama had a terrible debate. Lots of people had terrible debates. Usually, the party doesn't lose its mind.
No, but Joe did lose
his mind. That's true. It melted down. And what happened was, in my view, and I think folks who had this view believed that, you know, that Biden was going to lose. He didn't have it anymore. He had to get out. That was the best thing for the party. That I understand. That's their view. Okay. But, you know, I have a view, too.
Huh. Right.
And my view is, I think it was insane. I think the party lost its mind. And because so let's just walk through it.
All right, let's not walk through it.
Let's not walk through anything. And I wouldn't suggest walking in a suit five times your size.
Is he a college professor, that guy?
No, he's that?
Because I would have skipped that class.
He's a former Biden advisor, Mike Donilon. So he was the one who was advising him to stay in the race. Dude, it wasn't a bad debate. Like, he was exposed for not having all of his faculties. That's what happened in that debate.
Well, I saw the story in the New York Post over the weekend. George Clooney is back after his sabbatical of defeat. Clooney says the media dropped the ball on Biden and says it's the media's fault that Biden lost.
The media
carried his water for 4 years.
That's right.
And remember, Morning Joe in April of 2024 was telling us, alongside his miserable wife, this is the best version of Joe we've ever seen. Sharp as a tack. When you show up at a Joe Biden meeting, you better have your faculties because Joe's on it. And then 8 weeks later, it was cold.
Ron Klain ran the country for I don't know how long.
You are 100% correct. Harry, you are 100% correct.
Yeah. Ron Klain, mark it down.
Yeah. Former Clinton pollster Mark Penn was on Fox News, and he says the Democratic Party support is at, quote, record lows and falling off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was with Laura Ingraham on Friday night. Cut 27, go.
I've got some new polling coming out Monday that I've just looked at, and frankly, the Democratic Party is falling off a cliff. The ratings, which were in the high 40s, are going to be like 35%. And I think the basic question, who's doing better job as president, Biden or Trump? Trump is winning that with 57%. I think you're seeing a retrospective assessment of Biden and the direction the Democratic Party was going. It really a lot more negative than it was on election day. And they're looking at the contrast on immigration, on economic policy, on some of the social policies. And boy, they're reevaluating. And the Democratic Party, I have never seen anything like this. This is a record low for the Democratic Party in terms of favorability. It has fallen really, really way down. And I don't think there's any leadership right now that's going to be able to bring that back.
I'm telling you right now, as soon as we start to see some progress in the economy with Trump, whether that's 6 months from now, 9 months from now, a year from now, wherever we get to with the economy, the Democrats are so crazy, and Trump has been so good on delivering on those promises short of the economy, because the economy takes some time. But as long as he makes progress, and you can define that and quantify it any way, which way you want, energy down by 10%, rent down by 12%, groceries down by 6%, 30%, whatever. Just pick your number. As long as he has success with that, the Democrats, in this current edition, they might as well punt on 2028. Because they've shown us no signs that they're going to change, right?
No.
Yeah. DNI, the new DNI head, the Defense National Security Advisor, Tulsi Gabbard, was interviewed on Fox News over the weekend. This is Cut 20, Phil. Roll it.
For too long, as you know, we've seen people in positions of great power tell us that, oh, well, you know, if we just violate your civil liberties and freedom a little bit, it's okay because we're trying to keep you safe. Unfortunately, you know, we've seen this for decades, and the more our freedoms are eroded, the more the foundations of our democracy are eroded. So, you know, a lot of people talk about national security or security threats, but there's two components of that leaders have to really uphold, which is, yes, there's such a thing as a threat to physical security, but the threat to our freedom and our liberty must be balanced right alongside that threat to our physical security.
Hard to believe she was ever a Democrat, right? I mean, really. Hard to believe.
Was.
Yeah, hard, yeah. I know. It's really hard to believe, but, you know, we talked
about... Well, so
about,
was Musk and so was Trump.
Yeah, yeah, right. You're right. So was Bobby Kennedy, right? Everybody jumped ship because the Democrats, you know, went out to left field and never came back, so to speak. It is pretty amazing, though, when you look at all the different things that you can like about this administration or what you expect and what you demand from them on their words that hopefully result in actions. You know, behind Tom Homan and ICE, which I really feel like we need to start kind of calling that Kristi Noem and ICE. I mean, Tom Homan, with all due respect, isn't the leader there. He's just the border czar. He's actually doing what Kamala said she would do.
Yeah.
But
he is a border czar.
He is, man. He's a czar on being pissed off, something you know about. But between that and DOGE, you got to feel good about where we are security and intelligence-wise. I think between Gabbard, Patel, Pam Bondi, and now you throw in Bongino, you have a lot of people, and again, words are one thing. Let me see it in the results. But these are people that legitimately just want to do what they're supposed to do, and that's
the right thing.
Fight the bad guys and not fight American citizens or opposing politicians. We'll see if that holds true.
All right.
Now, I'm seeing on the chat here that Tulsi is a solid 6.5.
That's way too low.
I think that's way low.
Way low.
Way low. Yeah.
She's, I mean, she's not Tom Hanks, Mount Rushmore, but, you know. I know, like 8.3. I mean,
you got to go. I was thinking 8.2.
Dawn, what do you think?
Yeah. Dawn, look Dawn. Look at these two beauties. Look at these two beauties.
Misogynist conversation.
Giving Tulsi a number.
I'll give her. I love her. I mean, I do. I love her. I think she's fit. She's fabulous. She's brilliant. She reminds me of Rogue. Wasn't it Rogue?
Rogue One? Oh.
No, like in the X-Men.
No, that's Dom's like wife.
No, it's Rogue.
Oh, that's Rogue.
with the white streak.
Yeah.
From X-Men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Which, by the way, is actually a birthmark. I knew a guy I played.
Really?
A guy I played high school basketball with had the same thing. It's a gray spot.
Wait a second. You played high school basketball?
Yeah. Imagine that, a little fat white guy at 5'8".
Wow. What league was that?
Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah, but
that's 5'8" and under league.
Yeah, that's not a style thing. That's a birthmark that Tulsi have. Some people have that. Yeah, you're just born with a gray spot.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. Rob is 8.5. Uncle Sam's is 8. Shafe 9.2. Yeah. Paul 8.5. Newman Price 8.7.
Yeah, but she had good. She got a good spray tan work there because she has the leftover craters in her cheeks from acne.
Well, here's something interesting. Patty C says 8 for looks, 10 for brains.
Wow. Oh, I like that. Good one.
Yeah, I like that.
That averages out to be a 9. See, 10 and 8 divided by 2.
Yeah, that's good. That's
all right,
good.
Speaking of 9, the 9 o'clock hour, Harry, you got to get the hell out of here, so we'll let you go.
He's like, I have to leave at 9. Yes, like, we're blowing past.
And Harry will leave much quicker than Bruno. We don't need the pot Harry down. Harry will just disconnect right now.
I'm out.
Goodbye.
We'll see you next week, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks, dude.
Monday Maze. 9 o'clock hour brought to you by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring, and Robert Half is here to help. Their recruiting professionals utilize an award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. We'll come back. We'll get to a Dawn Big Three, maybe one last story of the day, and then all of the bells and the whistles, the movies, the music, and what's on tap at 10 o'clock. Stay right there. It's Kale and Company. We're back after this.
Got to talk about my friends at Piazza, premiumautos.com. The extensive selection at Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City combines luxury with performance across the full line of sedans, SUVs, coupes, roadsters, and more. From the powerful engine of the 2025 C-Class sedan to the impressive towing capacity of the 2025 GLE SUV, you're going to find that luxury vehicle that meets your needs. Just schedule a test drive behind the wheel of your dream Mercedes-Benz. You can always shop Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City. Go to PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Let's get to some of the news and the other stories of the day. Time for a Dawn Stensland Big 3 at 9:22.
It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
And Big 3 at 9, sponsored by this morning, Natural Lawn of America. So investigators still working to determine the cause of that huge industrial fire that forced evacuations, shutdowns of businesses and schools, and created a financial crisis for hardworking people who say they've suffered losses. They're damaged, they say. And that's why they filed a biggity-big class action lawsuit to recover those losses. So we're talking about the SPS fire that happened in Abington Township. We know that the feds, the ATF, they're still on scene investigating the cause. We know Abington firefighters, they're still, the fire marshal's still on the scene. They're looking into the cause of this thing. But this could result in a huge class action lawsuit as people sign on to this, blaming the military subcontractor SPS Technologies, claiming that the company did not properly maintain the building.
There will be lawyers, and it looks like this group of high-profile attorneys that you talked about earlier this morning, Dawn, I believe, have been the representatives or representation in a handful of the local ones in the last couple of years as well, right?
Yeah.
Was the 2023, was it a Hershey chocolate factory, or was that in Reading?
Reading
chocolate, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yep. So we've got that going on, and we're following that one as we still don't know the cause. Remember, they said that there were an explosion, you know, rocked people's homes and businesses, and that's how that thing started. Number two, we have to talk about the Pope. Pope Francis, many prayers worldwide, including locally, of course, as people are praying for the Pope. He is in critical condition, that according to the Vatican this morning. So we have that going on. And then as well, number three, You know, it's all bad news this morning. I'm just looking for some kind of good news this morning.
Spring's on the way.
That's what I'm going to go with.
It's 53 degrees.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 50s, nearly 60 by Thursday. Baseball is back. I mean, springtime.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm ready. I'm ready to fast. I have long said, by the way, I've said this on the show many times. Every August, when we get towards the end of the month, I sit my wife down on the couch and I say, honey, football season's back. I'll see you in February. And yesterday she came up to me and she gave it back to me. She sat me down on the couch. I thought it was like a real serious story. And she goes, by the way, honey, February's back. Get upstairs and fold the laundry. And I went up there and I did it. I knocked out four baskets of laundry yesterday, Stensland.
Wow.
I was like Mr. Mom. I did dishes.
That's impressive.
Laundry, trash, you name it. I felt like Danny Tanner in Full House.
Yeah, my husband did none of that.
Does he ever do any of it? Does he ever do any of it? Larry, let's go.
Not folding the laundry. Not going to happen.
Get up, Larry.
Hey, we did have good news, though. Hundreds of Penn State students raising more than $16 million. It was Thon.
That's right. They do that every year. Yeah. That's a great thing Penn State does. Yep.
So 16, almost 17 million.
Did they do it at the branch campuses too?
Yeah, so everybody does it.
That's
Penn
awesome.
State.
Yep.
We are.
Yes.
That's good news.
Yes.
But yeah, we're thrilled with 50s, upper 50s as we grow through the week, and by Thursday, nearly 60, which brings me to, it's apropos that we're talking about Natural Lawn of America,
That's not the sponsor. Oh. Robert Half is the sponsor.
Oh, excuse me.
Please follow
up. Nick already did the Robert Half. I'm sorry.
We got lots of Bobby Halfs.
I'm thinking about the lawn, Greg.
I know.
We're only half full.
We're only, 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help you.
Focus!
My producer called in sick today during this show. So if this happened to some other host, they would be having a meltdown. Great stalker. So that's right. I got bigger ones than anybody. So
yeah.
Harry, freaking break.
And Harry. Harry and big.
Not Harry, but you know. Robert Half sponsors us at our big three. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Their recruiting professionals utilize an award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, they know talent. Just visit roberthalf.com/talent today.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Last story of the day. Do I have time to do it now, or should we do it on the other side?
Let's do it on the other side.
All right, on the other side, this is great because we gave you the story earlier about the airline flight in Atlanta. We played you that right off the top at the 7 o'clock news, and we've really done a great job, I think, not only chronicling and documenting whether or not you should be fearful of flights with the real stuff. And we've also highlighted and illustrated just how in 70 years we've gone from beautiful, civil, well-kept, in shape, properly clothed individuals at the airport, like human beings, to just unhinged, savage beasts.
I see this. All right.
Where do you see this video, folks?
Go to YouTube.
Yeah, you've got time. Get there.
Yeah, YouTube.com. During this commercial break, go to YouTube. YouTube.com/1210WVHD to see this video. What? I see it in the, I have a little preview screen.
Yeah.
I see it in the preview screen.
Remember when Sir Mix-a-Lot sang the song Baby Got Back?
Oh, God.
You ain't seen anything yet, Jack.
We have been, what a society we've become.
And we're going to get to this actual story because it's not just a gripe on TikTok. It is actually an airline industry trend that's making its way to the United States. And we'll give you those details coming up next. But first, a word from my friends at Natural Lawn of America. Happy to welcome in our new sponsor, one of our great clients with Natural Lawn of America. It's all about lawn care. You know, I walked outside yesterday and I looked around and I said, I've got muddy grass here. I've got burned out grass there. I've got rock hard dirt there. I'm a golfer. I have an appreciation for beautiful grass. I want my yard to look like the ninth fairway at Augusta National on Sunday at the Masters. That's my goal, right? And that's the goal of Natural Lawn of America. So when you're choosing a lawn care service, doesn't it make sense to hire a company that provides better results and is also safe for your family and your pets? That's why you choose Natural Lawn of America. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green. They're like the Maha of lawn care. They want to make your lawn healthy again. From organic fertilizers to safety and safer weed and insect controls, they make sure that your lawn thrives naturally season after season. But don't just take my word for it. Join the growing number of homeowners that are switching to Natural Lawn's safer services and start enjoying a beautiful, eco-friendly lawn that you can be proud of. It's going to be here before you know it. Check them out today by calling Natural Lawn at 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. 800-FREE-SEED. Your lawn deserves the best, so call the best. Choose my lawn care company. That's Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
So Finnair expanded its weight data collection initiative. And a lot of these initiatives are not anything that's new. This story I have from Fox News highlights the kind of the documentation of these things over the last 15, 20 years. In 2008, American Airlines became the first U.S. major carrier to charge for checked bags. In 2013, Samoa Air, never flown Samoa Air, but they introduced a fat tax where passengers, that's what they're calling it, a fat tax, where passengers paid based on their weight. And then we've also seen like Southwest had that bags fly free for a long time. I know a lot of people became Southwest customers because your bags were able to fly free. So Finnair has gathered all of its data. And now, according to their researchers and their development team, they are discussing weight-based pricing as a way to reduce the environmental impact of air travel. So this is going to really upset the calorically challenged individual that's also a climate change nut job. Because in one hand, they're trying to benefit, you know, the climate. But on the other hand, there's going to be a lot of fatzos that are cheap and they're ticked off, right?
Oh, that's not nice.
It's just the facts of life. A recent study asked 1,000 U.S. adults for their opinion on a charged-based weight program for flying. It looked at three pricing options. A regular fare with a set luggage limit, which I would just assume is our standard operating procedure. A weight threshold where passengers over 160 pounds would pay extra. So Greg and I are definitely going to have to pay extra. Dawn, you do not have to reveal your weight.
Can I ask you something, though? Let's say that you have somebody who is, let's just say somebody weighs 180,
yep,
but then they don't have any carry-on baggage.
Balances out, right?
Then, so it also encourages people to check their bags, I assume,
true,
unless they're going to weigh everything.
True. Very true.
But with your carry-on, it's a big deal because they want to make sure that the balance, see if they, because they weigh your regular luggage,
mm-hmm,
and they put it in a different department.
Right.
So if they weigh you and your checked baggage and your pocketbook and all that stuff.
Yep.
Do you know what I'm saying? Then what they're saying is that they're trying to improve flight safety and balance.
And what's the number when they weigh your lug? Is it 50, right? It can't be over 50?
I think it's 50 pounds.
I think it's 50, yes.
Is it 50 or 25? I think it's 50.
I think it depends on the airline, right?
Yeah. Well, that's true, yeah. I could have sworn I've seen 50, but I think I've also seen lesser, like around 30 or maybe even 25.
It's been so long since I've flown, I don't even remember.
Really? Interesting.
I haven't flown since 19, 18?
So you haven't flown post-COVID?
No.
Okay, interesting.
No.
So they're weighing all these different options, and I think it's only a matter of time until we see that kind of become a standard here. Maybe not across the board, but I think it's going to, we live in a copycat world.
Copycat.
So, you know, people will pick up on this. So I wanted to play you this clip.
Can I just tell you something, though?
Yes.
Honestly, when I look at the story, I know how it's being portrayed,
mm-hmm,
but they're doing this right now at Helsinki Airport on a voluntary basis.
Yep.
And they say that you, the passenger, as well as all their carry-on bags are weighed near the departure gate. So they get it's all about accuracy,
yeah,
in the weight and the balance.
I actually don't have a problem with it. I mentioned it, and I said it in passing in a joking fashion. You know, you put more weight in your car If you're taking your boat somewhere or what, I mean, let's face it, your mileage goes down. So that's part of it. But let's just play this. This is clip K1 because I know this is going to ignite a massive backlash from the wider individual out there in society. Clip K1, Phil.
Two airplane seats don't fix my problem. Airplanes are too small for big people. It's 2024. Bodies are changing.
That can't be real.
Planes should too.
I don't know if it's real or not, but I like it.
So give me another solution or just make the seats bigger.
Wow. Wow. Come on. Come on.
Mask on.
Are you trolling us?
When you're forced to buy two seats or squeeze into a space that wasn't designed for your body, it's not just inconvenient, it's dehumanizing. This isn't a luxury, it's a basic human right to travel with dignity.
A basic human right?
This plus-sized woman believes it's a basic human right to travel with dignity, and she's standing up for change. With every journey, Jaylen challenges the uncomfortable realities that many larger travelers face, from cramped seats to insensitive policies, and she demands a change.
You deserve to be comfortable flying, and you deserve to live your best life just like everybody else.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Look, I'm tall, so like flying isn't always a picnic for me either. I can never get comfortable. I can't really stretch my legs out because, you know, I'm 6'2". So like I get it. Like it's uncomfortable sometimes flying, and I don't have the weight issues that these people do. But good God, are we really like we're really gonna make accommodations now for people who are?
And we've
ginormous.
We've covered these stories with people that were out, and this is why I bring it up, because, and I'm not even going to make the jokes anymore. You know, these are the same people that want the second seat because they can't fit their entire body in the first seat. They want the second seat for free, and I've said no, that's ridiculous. Each seat has a price, and that it's not my fault. I'm not shortening my profit and bottom line. So now imagine what the reaction's going to be from that bigger lady there, not the one with the really amazing butt. But the actual big, big, big lady, she's going to be ranting and raving that she's too.
And he cannot deny.
That's right. She's 271 pounds, so she's 111 pounds over the 160.
So if the person's waist is as tiny as that woman, but she has that nice big butt, that's okay.
That doesn't look real.
You'll sit next to her.
It might not be real, but Dawn, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. There's not a man out there alive that's a straight man that would turn that butt down. And not one.
No, that is a ginormous ass.
It is.
It is.
It has to be fake.
But it looks. Yeah.
Because
looks
you
like
can get. You can get.
Kim Kardashian enhancement.
I was going to say you can get butt implants.
Like tiny.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have to break it here.
So get ready for the outrage, folks. 855-839-1210. But you can avoid that. Just eat and go on the treadmill. All right, we'll come back and we will get to Today in Music History and our Morning Mystery movie clip, as well as what's on tap at the top of the hour. Stay right there. Back after this.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app. And now, the Morning Mystery movie clip on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You Hell's Kitchen boys get any lunch?
I got the smelling.
You got the smelling.
Great good. Laugh.
Hey, hey, hey. Where you going?
You said to get lunch.
Oh, you boys don't need to get back in line to get lunch, because there's plenty to eat right where you're standing. You can smell it.
I'm not hungry.
You eat because I'm telling you to eat. Got some mashed potatoes. Come on, suck up some of that Jell-O. Come on now. You
think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Today we have a four-pack of tickets to the Philadelphia Boat Show, which is coming up March 14th through the 16th at the Expo Center in Oaks. Top tri-state dealers ready to deliver saltwater fishing boats, pontoon party boats, which are my personal favorite, ski boats, bass boats, PWCs, and more. See phillyboatshow.com for details and tickets. Caller 12, best of luck, 855-839-1210.
By the way, I'll tell you after my music spot why we played that movie clip.
Beautiful. All
about
right.
That, huh?
Phil Omquist, what occurred today in music history, sir?
What happened on this day in music history? Music history.
Today, February 24th, we celebrate the birthdays of Colin Farley from The Cutting Crew, George Thorogood, and Lonnie Turner from The Steve Miller Band. Singles include Philadelphia Freedom by Elton John in 75, One Headlight by the Wallflowers in 96, The Way by Fastball in 98, and Shake Your Foundations by AC/DC in 86. Albums, of course, include Physical Graffiti by Led Zeppelin in the UK in 75, Fleetwood Mac's debut in 68, Wings of Tomorrow by Europe in 84, Voodoo by King Diamond in 98, and Metal Queen by Lee Aaron in 84. Also in 92, Kurt Cobain married Courtney Love. In 69, Jimi Hendrix played their last British show. In 2009, Queen with Adam Lambert opened the Oscars. In 2008, a statue of AC/DC's Bon Scott is unveiled in his hometown of Fremantle, Australia. In 99, Lenny Kravitz won his first Grammy. In 2002, Charlie Daniels appeared with King of the Hill. In 94, James Taylor appeared on The Simpsons. And in 70, Led Zeppelin played a show in Copenhagen as the Knobs after Eva von Zeppelin, a relative of the airship designer, threatened to sue if the family name was used in Denmark. But lastly, a couple of non-music anniversaries that happened over the weekend that no one on this show has covered and can't put on their list of five things they did this week. None of them. Yesterday was the 80th anniversary of the U.S. flag being raised at Iwo Jima. And Saturday was the one-year anniversary of Lakin Riley's murder. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Loughlin.
And I have to have a meeting with myself today. After my nap, though. Thank you very much, Philip. Courtney Love, by the way, is 60.
Yeah.
Man, time flies.
You know.
Just looked that up while Phil was saying it.
By the way, Kevin says that I didn't even come close to playing all the Physical Graffiti songs. I played nine of them.
Yeah, dude, it was only a four-hour show.
Nine of them.
Bro.
Come on, Kevin. Do better.
I know it's a double LP, but still.
Still, do better, Kevin.
This wasn't Travis Mannion Radiothon where we did 20 hours in a row.
God.
All right, speaking of 20 hours in a row, well, she does 6 hours in a row. It's the Dawn Show. Yes. It's up next, and we find out what she has lined up.
Yeah, so coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we have a local representative who's calling on D.A. Krasner to retire, to quit his job. It's a shocking story and new development as to what's going on here, but you'll hear from Representative Martina White why she is ripping into our district attorney, Larry Krasner. Coming up at 10, we have the very latest for what is Trump doing right now? The latest on Doge, Elon Musk sending out a new warning to federal workers. And at 10:30, you'll hear from a mother whose son just was killed in the line of duty here in Pennsylvania. Gripping. You don't want to miss that. Coming up.
Thank you very much, Dawn. We have Jay in Philly who identified the movie, and he's got the boat show tickets. Jay, what did we just play?
He played the movie called Sleepers, and they got what they deserved.
Yes, that is correct.
Woo!
Nice work, Jay. Congratulations, and enjoy those boat show tickets. And by the way,
why did we play the movie, Phil?
Because I told Jimmy that I saw the Bacon Brothers at Rivers Casino on Saturday.
Did you really?
I did.
You physically saw that?
I physically...
Well, so there's no anniversary. It was just...
No, just because I saw the Bacon Brothers again for the fourth time.
Right. Yeah. Great. Yeah. That's great. Fascinating.
Yeah. I'm fascinated by Phil's life.
I
want to interview Phil.
I know.
The hell with everybody else. I want to interview Phil. All right. That'll do it for us. Everybody have a great rest of your Monday. Stay tuned. Dawn is up next, and we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.